Goudreau waited for a long time for this Martin McHugh, but on today's performance, and fully deserving of the win.
Oh yeah, definitely deserving of the win, the better side. It was interesting that they won it, going 30 minutes in the second half at least, without scoring a point from play just in the 30th minute. Darragh Whelan got that point. But yeah, good performance. The save by Christopher Sweeney, important stage. Talked about it, always in control. Gary McFadden's had a brilliant year, marking people all year. Neil McGee, we talk about Chris McFadden, another marker, Interesting to see them in Ulster, when they settle down. Now, Niall Friel's going to lift the thing. I'm happy with Kieran Gillespie. It's great from a county point of view, and it's great everything to have him back. Brilliant. And then Owen McFadden Ferry doing that marking as well, the difference he makes. And then Darragh Whelan, I thought, had a good match today. Darragh Wheeler's won the match along with Kieran Gillespie. Owen McNeilis had very good games. And then that man Owen McNeilis, we know the quality he has, and it's brilliant to have seen him there today. And look at the old fellas, great for Kevin Cassidy, the two McGee's players we got there. James Gallard picks up a medal, James Carroll. So look at it, it's good. I think we'll see a better Goudreau in Ulster. The good thing about it is get over the line and won the final, and that's the important thing for Niamh Connell. Is I think I'd love to see this Niamh Connell team go out and play 15 side football and see where they're at and what they're about, because this is not getting them over the line, it hasn't this last 2 years. I think they need to look at it because they have a lot of quality in their team, but the better team won. And congratulations Goudreau, no doubt there'll be a big celebrations for a week about Goudreau. Not, I would say not a day, a week in that there, yeah. But it was just great for them, and it's great to have Goudreau back. Donegal, we need Goudreau, need them there as team, so congratulations.
Okay Martin, stay with us, let's get some more reaction to this Goudreau victory. Tom Comax down below, so he's joined by the two Brendans once again. Tom.
Yeah, welcome back here. Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne are with me. Brendan Devaney, Guido in the end, probably inevitable at halftime.
Yeah, at most time, I suppose we were thinking, if Niamh Connell hung in there, there might be an improvement in the second half. But really, Goudreau bossed the game. You see 17 points, 8 in the first half, 9 in the second. Niamh Connell had a point on the board right up in the end. They got that scrappy goal. They just couldn't break through the defence then. And it's a bit like when you see blanket defences then, the team that's pushing it then, there was no way through. And as we say, once Goudreau were breaking into space, they were tagging on points. It was very difficult for Niamh Connell. They think themselves they didn't perform in the day, but in many ways, I don't think Goudreau let them perform. Their game plan, their strength, and as I say, their pace breaking out, they had all the answers, and Niamh Connell really at no stage in the game for me posed a difficult enough question.
Goudreau relied a lot on Oran McNeilis for freeze. He got the first 3 points in the second half, and maybe did we see the real Goudreau today?
I think we did, Tom. I suppose it doesn't seem to hit simple points. He only hits big monster points. He almost got one with the right there, which would be a collector's item for him. Great lad, eh? Smashing talent. And I think we get over, they really open up. They have so much pace around the team that when Niamh Connell came looking, they were trying to go through the middle and trying to power. They were coming up against the McGee's. They were coming up against the strength that Goudreau had in the back. So they were just breaking. And as I say, once it was a counter-attack game then, and Goudreau did come into their shell a wee bit, but as they broke into space then, so much pace there, Tom. They could have rattled up a bigger score than that. At the end of the day, that goal was fortuitous. Up until that point, 7 points on the board, it's not going to win you any football match.
Brendan Kilcoyne, we said Goudreau needed a goal, or Niamh Connell needed a goal. They got the goal, but they probably got it too far, too late.
Ah, yeah, it was too late. The game was over. Once Goudreau stretched the lead out to 5 points, the game was really over. And particularly, Niamh Connell were down a man, Marty Boyle getting sent off. It was always going to be difficult from that point on. And, Goudreau played some fantastic football. There's probably more in them. They've a fantastic group of footballers, and they could be at the summit of Donegal football for a few years now. They're going to be difficult to stop. They've quality all over the field. Oran McNeilis is worth an admission fee any day. You come in and watch Oran McNeilis play football. He's just a joy to watch. But like, you've other players too. You've Keane Mulligan coming through the middle at massive pace. And wee Nisha Boyle is one of the most underrated footballers. Like, he gets on so much ball and breaks lines. And we spoke about at halftime about this long kick out, and we saw it a couple of times in the second half where Niamh Connell had to push up because they were chasing the game and they got caught in behind, and it was only a matter of Goudreau picking them off then from there to the final whistle. So there can be no arguments. Goudreau are the best team in the county this year and deservedly county champions.
What did you make of the sending off Marty Boyle?
Listen, I didn't see what happened. I saw himself and Ian McGee on the ground. I don't know what happened before that kind of thing. It wasn't a particular dirty game. There was a couple of wee incidents in it, but there wasn't that too bad, but it
was it harsh.
I can't say whether it was, because I didn't see what happened.
Did you see it, Brendan?
I seen it, yeah. What happened, Marty had a booking already, and it was as he went to grapple McGee. McGee being McGee, him and playing a cute, he kept his two arms out, which when Marty threw him to the ground, it was Marty who pulled him down. He pulled a player to the ground then, I think it was the ref McFeely, linesman this side, seen it. He indicated that he had pulled him down. McGee had kept his arms out, so it was a second yellow. I don't think it was harsh on him, it was just letter of the law.
Anyway, Martin McHugh said that we haven't seen the best of Goudreau, that we probably better to see more of them in Ulster.
Yeah, I believe that like they have quality all over the field. As I say, they're deserving county champions, and I think we'll see a lot more of the Skiddaw team for the next few years. And please God, they can give Ulster a good run, because they certainly have the quality to do so.